In a world where people are losing their minds, who will be the voice of sanity, of logic, of rationale, of morality, and truth? This podcast is looking for like-minded people to stand up to the insane and be real. The Recovery Atheist Podcast is calling you to step forward and be counted. Welcome to the Voice of Change. Welcome to the Recovery Atheist Podcast.
Well, hello everybody out there in Podcast Nation. This is the Recovery Atheist, and I am so excited that you've been able to join me today. How's everybody out there doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're getting prepared for the winter time coming here, especially here in the States. I know I have people all over the world that listen, but here in the States, a lot of us, especially where I'm at up here in the North, we're getting ready for the snow to start happening. So I know it's been a while. I've been doing a lot of research on this episode. I wanted to go into it with a little bit more detail and information. So I definitely took my time with this and wanted to do it right. So I'll give you a little bit so far of an update of where I'm at, and then we'll go into the situation that I would like to discuss today. So right now for me, things are going well. I'm still house managing at the house that I'm living in. I've been here now 7 months. I've got right around 7 months sober, which things are going well. The job is going well. I'm being promoted up to an expo position at where I'm at with a raise. So things are going well there as well. Overall, things in my life are good. Is it perfect every day? No, it is not. If you think it's going to be, you got another thing coming. Not every single day is perfect. There are days that I really struggle to get going with dealing with my depression, with my bipolar, but I keep going, keep moving forward, because I know eventually I will get started and get my day going. It just sometimes takes a little bit longer on some days, but I do get it going. I take my medication like I'm supposed to. Everything seems to be working out with that. My Vivitrol shot that I take for my cravings of alcohol and triggers that way is working effectively. I'm still on that, and I'm not having any of the triggers, anything like that. Now let's see, what else? I stepped down at where I'm at for outpatient. I stepped down from 5 days to four, which having that extra day is extremely nice to have. It allows me to have more of a productive day where I need to get things done. Other than that, things are going well. Life events are going well. No issues or anything that really sticks out to me. I'm dealing with child support. I had a hearing, so I've got a judgment coming through at some point. I don't know when I'm going to receive that and figure out exactly what they're wanting to do with it, but I'm sure that'll be coming in the mail here soon. I want to thank my mom for helping me out with some winter gear for this upcoming winter, some boots and some gloves and hats and stuff. I appreciate that. That's going to definitely keep me warm. Love you, Mother. Thank you for that. Yeah, so things are good. I feel like I'm back in a very good place to where things can work out differently for me, you know, than what it has in the past. So there's that light at the end of the tunnel that you'd like to say. So it's going well. So I will be eventually getting back to more and more of these podcasts more frequently. Right now, like I said, I've been busy with the job promotion, with doing things for the outpatient, and then also just doing some research on it. As you know, when I come forward now, I want to talk about a subject. I want to make sure that I've done research, that it's not just foo-foo information that I'm giving you that's watered down. I want you to understand where I'm going with and how my thoughts, again, how I perceive as an atheist, what I do in recovery when it comes to this topic. So the topic today that I really want to talk about is consistency. When it comes to recovery, and I think it's not just recovery, I think it's everyone's life in general. I think consistency is a huge way to balance out our lives. Consistently going to work, consistently having certain activities you do, consistently going to bed at a certain time, getting up at around a certain time. That one is a difficult for me. That one's a difficult one for me. I struggle with that. I want to stay up and play video games and, yeah, watch movies, do YouTube, all that, and sleep in. But there's some days in my life that I do that and it completely messes up my whole entire system. It's like I'm completely off. Like nothing is getting done like it should. So that's upsetting to me. I don't like doing that. So I consistently every night try to go to bed around the same time, try to get up even on like today on my day off. I got up around the same time I do even on my day that I don't get up, you know, that I'm not off, because I want to keep myself consistent. I want to stay in that routine. Now, why? Why do I feel that consistency is so important in recovery, especially in early recovery? When you're first in recovery, okay, first off, again, I talk about myself, but I feel there's a lot of people out there that would relate to me when I say this, that as an alcoholic or as an addict that I am, that I enjoyed chaos. I enjoyed drama. I enjoyed the hunt, as I call it, to find the drug, to use it, to recover from it. I enjoyed that lifestyle, and that's just the truth. Trying to think I'm smart and witty by having a certain way to do this or certain way to do that to get away with it or this or that, that criminal mentality as well is there. So when we come into treatment, we have to kind of reprogram that, rewire that to where we have to start enjoying life without having to always have that. Start actually enjoying the moment that you're in, that it's quiet, that it's peaceful, that things are good. And I've struggled with this in the past, where staying content has been a problem, where it's like I get these things in my life, but it's just never good enough, never good enough, never good enough. And so I have to fight that as well. So with me, staying consistent is a huge way to me having contentment as well. So yeah, consistency is huge. So I wanted to go over, first off, the consistency definition. It is conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. Conformity in the application. So conforming, which I'll get in the definition of that, but applying it, doing it every day as part of the typical routine for you to be able to live your life with logic, accuracy, and fairness. Okay. Well, what is the conformity definition? Let's break this down even further into what the definition is. Conformity is a compliance with standards, rules, or laws. Compliance. Now, when I've always heard the word compliance, just means you go along. You comply. Sometimes you comply and it's not something you want to do. We talk about that where I'm at an outpatient in recovery. Sometimes we have to do things that we really don't want to do, but we comply along with it because that's what we have to do to move forward in recovery. So compliance. What's the definition of compliance? The action or fact of complying with a wish or a command. Okay, so you comply. You take the action or fact. And what's interesting about this is it says wish or command. So it can be a command. It can be like a judge on probation says you can't do this and do that and do this, and you comply, and so it's a command. It can be a wish, too. You can comply and have compliance and comply to something because you want to. Goes both ways. You see how I'm breaking this down with what consistency is? Okay. So I started looking at it. Compliance. What are other words that, like in a thesaurus, we'd be able to look at and say, well, that definition would mean that word would mean the same thing? Well, adherence would be another one. An attachment or commitment to a person, cause, or a belief. So when you are being consistent, you're conforming, you're complying and adhering, staying consistent in your recovery, you're making a commitment to a person, a cause, or a belief. So your cause is your recovery, is getting your life back. And you have belief in that, that you will get it. Commitment, the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, relationship. You see how I put these two together, how they mean the same things, and they have backstory to it. So consistency, the more consistent and the more we stay on track with what we're trying to do in our recovery, the chances are that we will, better chances that we will have a state or quality of being that's dedicated to a cause, which my cause is to stay sober, be in recovery, and my cause is to help people through my podcast. And consistency is a very important part of that recovery. And then finally, dedication. The dedicated definition, devoted to a task or purpose, having single-minded loyalty or integrity. You see that? That's what we're trying to do in recovery. We're trying to build loyalty and integrity. So I find for me, by being consistent, I am building loyalty and integrity. And what I mean by that is the people that I have relationships with every day, whether it be at work with my boss and my coworkers, whether it be at Evergreen in the outpatient program, and how the staff treat me, and them knowing consistently that I'm going to be, if I say I'm going to do this or do that, I'm going to consistently do it and stay dedicated to that. They go hand in hand. Consistency will lead to a better recovery. So, like for me, every single day, I before I even go to bed the night before, have a plan in my mind, even on my day off, of what I'm going to be doing. And I stay consistent to that plan. If I have to change it because something came up, fine. But for the most part, if I say I'm going to do this tomorrow, that's what I'm going to be doing. It keeps me accountable. It keeps me honest. It keeps me loyal. It keeps me trustworthy. And it gives me, again, that word, integrity. And when you're able to do that and do that, again, back to the word consistent, if you're able to do it consistently, it feels amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, on this show, we've spoken about complacency, we've spoken about trust, acceptance, feeling stuck, being motivated, having negativity in your life, and now we're talking about staying consistent. Do you see a theme here that I'm trying to bring forward? There are so many variables to keep an eye on in recovery. This is one of the reasons why recovery is so hard to accomplish. It really is. It is so hard to have a healthy balance in life. Normal people with no addictions struggle to keep a balanced life. Remember that. We're not the only ones that have this issue. The addict's thought process do not work the same as the so-called normie. These topics I have been covering are huge areas of work that I have to be aware of to have even a chance to live life in recovery. I'm using these episodes to cover all of these specific areas that could trip us up. And I want you to come along for the ride with that. So consistency becomes a very important behavior that can lead you to a stronger recovery. So today it's about staying consistent in your own life. Okay? That's what our goal is today. That's what our plan is. That is our destiny. Consistency in work, in self-care, sleeping habits, eating habits, fluid intake, taking your mental health medications. Every day, you need to take those. Your work habits, are you showing up for work consistently and on time? Are you working hard and not slacking off while at work? Is your word something people can depend on? Do you get up and start your day ready to go? Do you get up and say, let's, all right, I'm ready to attack the world today? Do you feel motivated to accomplish your goals for that day? Are all of these activities planned out to accomplish your goals and have a productive day? Or are you just spinning your tires? Are you seeing progress even if it's just a tiny improvement? And be grateful for that tiny improvement. I know what you're thinking. This is a lot to keep track of and to manage. I get that. It's about baby steps. You know, I love the movie Groundhog, or not Groundhog Day. What About Bob? Groundhog Day is another one with Bill Murray. One of my favorites of all time. But What About Bob with Bill Murray? Richard Dreyfuss. Dreyfuss plays a psychologist in it who Bill Murray is one of his clients. And the book that Richard Dreyfuss wrote at the beginning of the movie that he is promoting is called Baby Steps. And he talks about we just need to take little baby steps. But it's the truth. Little victories become big victories. You know, I take time every day to look back on my day, see how I could have improved it. I try anyway. By taking my inventory, it allows me to focus on the troubled areas I need to improve on. And I try to stay humble with that, which also gives you more integrity. It can be a tricky juggling act, but it can be done. And there are millions of people in recovery that I can attest to that have recovered. I'm trying to become the best version of myself. I'm staying consistent. And doing that is how I accomplish this. Does it always stay the same? No. It fluctuates each day, each hour, each minute, each second goes by. Here comes a preview about now of what I'm going to do. When it comes to consistency, I really am hard on myself about staying consistent and doing what I need to do. And I'm going to put a challenge out to all of you out there to try to do the same. Come up with a goal and take baby steps to go toward it in recovery. I know you can do it. If I'm able to do it, I know you can do it. I think one of the biggest things in life, and this is where I'm going to start heading toward in the future episodes, is being able to adapt the situation that you're in. And it can change. It can mess up your ability to keep that consistency. So how do you adopt that change? It's not easy. you know, remember, when you are being consistent, you will run into change in your life, mostly for the good. But I'm going to keep that more for the next episode. Because there are some things that happen that aren't for the good when change happens, obviously. But for the most part, if you're doing the right things, a lot of change that happens, if you could just accept it and roll with it and learn from it, can lead you down a greater road. Consistency, living life to grow consistently, will help others as well. Growing up as a person is for me a purpose in life. I can wake up each day grateful to have in my life. Consistency builds trust, not only with the people in your life, but with yourself. That trust you build with yourself and others will allow you to become the best version of yourself, a version of you who is authentic, honest, and will build a ton of integrity. What does that mean to you? Integrity. When I was in my bad years of drinking, I mean, I had no integrity, no dignity, a person who was selfish, reckless, stupid. Alcohol took away who I was. I am now finding out who I am for the first time in my life. Now that I am consistently doing the right things in my life, I am a different person. A person I am proud of, that others can be proud of. So today, my friend, it's time for you to be proud of the progress you've made. You deserve the great life that can be yours if you stay consistent. I am in your corner on this. I want to do it together. I want all of us to go for the ride and see the new world that we can have if we apply ourselves to do it. So yeah, that's where I'm at today. I want to thank everybody for listening. Like I said, we're going to be talking a little bit more in the future in podcasts about adapting, about how we are affected by change and how we adapt to that change, because that's where I'm at right now in my life. In my life, I've got things set up certain ways, and the things that are disrupting it now are changes. Whether it be at work, now that we're going into the fall season, there's not as many hours, our patio is shut down, so work, you know, you got to work hard to get the hours. Whether it be, you know, situations in the house that you're living or other situations that come up in life, family issues, whatever it is, you can't do anything about that. It's inevitable that those things are going to happen. So I have to be able to learn how to adapt, how to make that change. And that doesn't come overnight. That takes time. Again, we're talking about baby steps, just taking baby steps. So yeah, want to say, make sure you take me on the go wherever you go, in the car, on a road trip, on a vacation, you're out jogging, whenever you want to do that, take me on the go with you. I'm on all the biggest setups, of course, platforms like iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, let's see here, Podcast Addict, Amazon. Yeah, you could talk to Alexa. Say, hey, Alexa, play the Recovery Atheist podcast. And she'll do it. It's amazing technology today. You can find me at therecoveryatheist@gmail.com if you're interested in sending me any emails, letting me know about how your recovery's doing, any kind of topics you'd like me to cover, anyone to interview, you'd like to be interviewed and tell us your story, things of that nature. Want to debate me? Bring it on. I'm here to do it. So if you are an apologist and you want to come on and have a conversation, we can do that as well. I've been actually looking to see if something of that nature would come up. Outside of that, you know, things, I just want to grow this podcast. I thank every single one of you out there that have supported me by downloading and listening to me. I appreciate it all over the world. You are loved by me. I want to say I love my parents as well for the support that they give me, whether they have a belief in what I'm believing or not, or have a disagreement with it. They're still very supportive. Outside of that, I hope everyone out there is having a blessed day. I've been saying that lately. I'm trying to take that word back. Because a lot of people, when they hear the word blessed, they automatically think on a religious nature. At least it seems that way when I talk to people. I want to just say blessed because it doesn't have to have a religious connotation to it. You know, I have blessings. I'm grateful for things I have in my life, and they're not given to me by God. I earned every single one of them, and I've also gotten a lot of help from friends around me and from definitely my parents. So, yeah, we'll just leave it at that. I had to get a little atheist jab in there before getting out of town here. No, anyway. Well, I love all of you. I hope you're doing well out there. Be safe. And this is the Recovery Atheist. Peace, and I'm out.
Thank you for listening to the Recovery Atheist podcast. It's now up to you. What will you do with what you've heard? How will you use it? I challenge you not to stay silent. Be heard. Be real. Be different.